Can you believe it has been a week already? I sure can't. Hey, this is my name's Mao.
This is Promi, and it feels like we were just talking like just 5 minutes ago about stuff.
Yeah, we were. And I hit record because this is, of course, Sake Bomb A Go Go. What show is this? I think 5 or 6.
No, we're so up, six. Well, I think we're about 5.
Is it 6? Yeah, 5 was maybe. Last week.
Could be 7.
I know numbers now. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, yeah, we're starting to get some traction. Our Facebook page is gaining popularity both here and abroad in Japan because I, you know, I'm friends with a lot of the bands that we play. So clickety click, sharity share.
So you'll have to tell me more about this broad from Japan.
Yes. And make sure you, if you're listening to this, make sure you go out there and check it out and go ahead and, you know, follow the page, become an active member of our online community
until we get our website established and then stay off of Facebook because it'll rot your brain. You know, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the people on Indie Radio.
Yes, part one of our BOGO Hour of Power.
For those of you that did not listen to the first hour or listening to this online, you know, Facebook is bad. Mark Zuckerberg actually has a team of people that manage his pages because he's smart enough not to waste his time on Facebook. So I don't want you to do that either. But what's important is that you log on, like all of our stuff, and then get on with your life. You
Netflix,
don't,
bad.
Don't, yeah, exactly. Don't comment on your friends' ugly kids' pictures by saying how cute they look. Don't put post links or like ads on there that are going to end up in your friends' feeds. Just go on there, like everything we put up, and then leave.
Yes.
It's simple.
Just Sake Bomb A Go Go.
It's win-win. You'll get about an hour and a half every 3 days of your life back, and we'll find internet fame.
I don't even know why we go on there. Well, I go on there just to promote the show.
Yeah.
Woof.
And the cyber stalk, you know.
No. Well.
Look at pictures of kittens and...
Not really.
And watch very short videos on how to make food, you know, like awesome dessert in 15 easy steps.
That's
sped up, you know, like 100 times speed.
Yeah. I don't know. I have enough kitten power
that's really
in my
easy.
Life.
That doesn't look like it would take an hour and a half to do at all.
I know about reality TV, so I know exactly how that works. It's all a lie. Everything's a lie. Oh, my God. Well, this isn't a lie. Here's some music. New music. I was just listening to it to make sure it was playable. It is. No cursing, at least none in English. So here we go. Here is some exciting music.
Yeah.
Hey!
せが終わったらお酒ですね。今日は、何今日はソープランドのお姉ちゃんが歌うの、ソープランドのお姉ちゃんが歌うの、じゃあ聞いてみよう、聞いてみよう。
オーレイ他の魔のひとときなのよ、悲しみなひしゃもの背中持ってる卵の君の店。
オーレ
イ他の魔のときめきなのよ、怪しめなメランコリーに乗ってるあの子の髪に向け。
オーレ
イ一度頃
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
But enough of that hate speak off camera. Here's our off microphone. That was Bonzo. This is going to be bad because it's all Japanese and it's stuff I can't read. It's Bonzo versus, I think it's actually Bonzo versus Lolita number 18. I could be wrong on that. And then the cover is a curse word and some Japanese stuff. So I hope you enjoyed it. It was wonderful. We'll be playing a lot more of that.
You should get them to translate for you in emojis. So you can just,
Hey, I got the
name. The name of this song was Knife, Skull, Gun, Smiley Face with a Wink.
Sure.
I think that means I'm going to kill you. Just kidding.
But whatever. Hey, whatever. Come and find me. I'm assuming you won't be able to read English just as bad as I can't read Japanese. So I'm pretty safe, you know.
Yeah, good point there.
So, yeah, that's very cool. Oh, make sure I did put the Japan Night is getting closer and closer.
Depending on where you are in the country. Well, actually, I guess it's getting closer and closer regardless. But
no, well, yeah, no kidding. But so make sure
kind of like our eventual death.
Make sure you check out their Facebook page, Japan Night, or I hyperlinked it to our Saki Bamagogo page. But yeah, if you're in one of those cities, make sure you check it out. What are they hitting up? San Francisco and SWSX out in Texas, and it was like the Knitting Factory, and there's a bunch of places.
You realize that would be like if they were going on a tour of Asia and just skipped Korea.
Yes, but like, that's okay.
I'm just saying, given the size of our continent and the part of our continent that they're not coming to, that's like avoiding an entire peninsula of Asia.
Maybe they came to Florida one time and were like, oh, this is, they don't like us here. Yeah, and that was in that. So make sure you check it out and go support Japan Night if you can.
Please give me $1 million and the fridge with a padlock and, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
Who's America's most adorable X-rated sweetheart?
Who?
Why, it's Fanny, of course. The girl of your wacky comic strip dreams is now on the screen in the new adult comedy movie, The Fabulous Fanny. It's a zany spoof all about a boy who finds out too late that his entire teenage years were just spent in a wasted fantasy. A crazy fantasy called Fanny. Cute, blonde, and oh so adorably sexy. But she's just a comic character. Or is she? The Fabulous Fanny. The movie that answers the question, can you take a bath in peanut butter and like it? Tell your troubles to the Fabulous Fanny, the sweetest gal in town. It's all in fun in the new wild comedy, The Fabulous Fanny. In color from Constellation Films, rated X for adults.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right, so yeah, I'm not going to read the names of the songs because I can't. Sorry, folks, I'm dumb. I was listening to more and more of these like gaming podcasts and stuff like that. I'm kind of do you like play any retro gaming anymore? Do you just any gaming?
I mean, I have an NES Mini and I have a Super NES Mini, and I don't get a lot of time to play ROMs anymore. But I used to play old stuff that way too. Yeah. And I have a few classic downloads and stuff on my systems. I don't get as much time to play in general as I used to.
Oh, yeah.
I've tried downloading stuff to my phone, but it's just not. The touch screen is not a real great way to play it with a joystick controlled thing.
I don't like it. I hate it. I tried it on a lot of games that I loved, and I'm just like, I hate this, you know?
Yeah.
Because I went. Every now and then, when I have some fold money, I go down to that M&M. There's a place called M&M that down locally that sells
M&Ms.
And also used games, and they have a pretty.
Hopefully, they sell M&Ms, because if they didn't, that would just be tragic.
I don't think they do.
You should just take a bag in there and say, like, could you put a price tag on this and just set it on the counter? Because
the ironing is delicious.
Yeah.
So every now and then I'll just go down there and I'll find some couple games and. if you buy two, you get one free, so whatever. You know, and I got, you know, I picked up, I always end up getting, like, those classic retro arcades, like, for PS2. Like, I have a PlayStation 2 in the bedroom, and, like, that's, like, mostly Katamari Damacy playing game. And yeah. But I bought one, what was it, like, the Namco 50th anniversary. It has
the beauty of that is Pac-Man's not going to play any better on a PS4.
Dude, no, I've bought Pac-Man, like, 90 times
but
throughout
I mean,
my life.
But
you know?
I mean, a console from a decade and a half ago can handle that. Original graphics, no problem. It's not like the days of Atari where... You know, the characters are a little choppier than the arcade version. I think you're pretty safe.
From Super Nintendo on, that was the same quality as the arcade.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. You know, but, you know, so I got the Namco and then, but I also got like a, was it?
I have no idea.
Williams for Super Nintendo. That's
the pinball.
Pinball, like mm-hmm. six tables. You know, and I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I have like little NES Hunter, Nintendo Hunter on my phone, where you enter all the games you have in it, like, so you when you're at a place, you can go, oh, I have that one, or oh, I have one in a box, I don't have this one in a box, you know.
I don't have this one playable.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat way to keep track, because...
Now, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Being the king of dead media.
Yes.
When you die... Are you planning to do it like an Egyptian king, and just have a large tomb that they dump everything in, sort of like
and a couple cats,
sort of like you and kind of like what they did with all the ET cartridges? They just dump you in with a few cats and a whole bunch of plastic with chips in it, and then
that's open for
debate.
Or
will you have like a museum built in your name?
I don't know.
Showcasing this old technology, all these old systems. It'll be like laser discs. This is how big the discs were that movies came on before they stopped coming on discs altogether.
Well, you don't know. I sold my laser discs.
Wow.
The whole collection. And
what happened?
I needed a closet.
Oh.
You know the foyer closet?
You're like, it's time to stock up on DVDs now, man.
No, the laser discs and the player took up the entire foyer closet, and we didn't have room for, like, you know, coats and jackets and crap. And I was like, you know, I'm not playing this as much as I think. Maybe we should have a foyer closet.
You've changed, man.
I have, man. Hey, here's some music for your butt.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
Is there anything wrong?
I don't feel very good.
Keep it up. Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
All the girls know it's not the size that counts. But they go nuts when his private parts become public property. It's the biggest excitement ever.
Hallelujah!
Watch out for Vincent Price and size up Elkie Summer in the comedy whopper of the year. It's not the size that counts. Rated R.
Come on, baby, Yvonne, the three.
Baby, my love is born.
Come on, Bob, with the twist.
Come on.
that's just my job.
Jesus, Bob.
are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, that was...
Chopping Mall.
That was Chopping Mall. No, wait, it wasn't. That was Lolita number 18 on the front side from the best of Lolita number 18. I had to spend my money wisely. There's about 30 of those CDs. And then, of course, on the other side, it's the world famous 5678s off of their Bomb the Rocks early singles. I played Bomb the Twist, Woohoo, which is, of course, what everyone knows.
Yeah, thanks to Vonaphone or Vonage.
My Boyfriend from Outer Space. And Bond Girl 1. So, fun stuff. But it's funny how anytime you make money, it's harder to keep hold of it than it is to find it or make it, get it.
Yeah.
You know, anytime
because
I...
Because in the back of your mind is just waiting to find money to spend,
God.
You know?
And
that's modern consumerism, you know. That's our culture.
Yeah, but this is
our favorite pastime.
This is taken from me.
I know, like, but it makes it even worse because now there's all that other stuff you want. The back of your mind wanted to spend that money on that it now can't because you have to spend it on something.
Yeah, but I've kind of switched gears a little bit where I'm trying to... Now I'm just trying to amass. So...
That's true. You did sell
your... So next time... Yes, see, step one.
You did sell your laser disc.
I'm trying to
amass that upped your account by what?
Savings.
75 cents? A
yeah,
dollar?
For sure. Yeah. Because the recent... How quickly you're just cut out of a job has made the only real way you're free is if you have stuff paid off and you have enough money that if somebody fires you, you go, whatever.
Or you're really good at robbing banks.
Oh, Ocean's 13 starring Marlon
Casino.
Pomi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even better.
So,
hey.
But it's very difficult once you get money to actually keep hold of it. So that was one of those things. I'll talk about that in just a minute. It was. So angry.
Good times.
Kill Whitey! No!
Thundering across the galaxy and into legend, Space Raiders.
We can fight him!
He's a stowaway on a stolen ship, 10 years old, and 10 million miles from home.
Look, you're a kid, you're no gunner.
I'm the only gunner you got!
Space Raiders, in a last desperate battle.
Come on, kid. Let's go get him.
Space Raider.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Yikes. Anyway, yes. So as I alluded to, trying to keep hold of money is increasingly difficult. It seems like... Everything costs more, except we are earning less, and that's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
But this newest one is a new car. We didn't buy a new car. No, this is the new car. It rhymes with Fonda, and you know, this is a car from, like, I think 2015. Pretty nice. It's not the entry level one. It's a mid range. I guess
it didn't provide aid or comfort to the enemy during the Vietnam War.
So about a year ago. Give or take, maybe 9 months ago, something like that, air conditioning stopped working. Well, that's no good. In Florida, that means your car's a lead weight.
Yeah.
Push it into the water. Well, it's got to be under warranty, right? Nope, road debris caused that. So, bye-bye hundreds of dollars.
Road debris stopped the air conditioning?
Road debris. Hmm. And I was like, my ass, Fonda. So, then now this newest...
Did you take this to the same Fonda station?
Yes.
Both times?
Yes.
That might be something you want to look into changing.
Uh-huh. But then, now the reverse camera doesn't work. Well, that's got to be under warranty, right? Wink to everyone listening. Of course it wasn't. Rodents chewed through the wires. So now the insurance company is coming to... We're paying the deductible, and they're going to pay the rest. And I was like, you know what? Well, because this guy gave me gave a $300 estimate, and I had heard that before when it cost me twice or three times as much as what the air conditioning estimate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really angry, and we just put some money in the bank, a windfall of sorts, a little bit, not a lot, but some. And I can see that all going away because of this stupid car that I now hate. And I called the guy and really unloaded on him, like, this thing's... No, he was kind of...
Oh, well, that'd be Visa or MasterCard.
Yeah, right. I was like, I'm trying to figure out what Fonda actually does cover, because this piece of crap has cost me all this money, and I was just ratcheting up and ratcheting up and ratcheting up, you know. And like you said, he's heard it a million times.
Yeah.
He could care less what I had to say, and he'll just rang me up for the money. And I'm like, oh, God, I just want to take this car and throw it into a dumpster. I hate it so much.
I would look into going to a different Fonda dealership for work. That's where they make all their money is off of those repairs. And if that's how you're getting treated and that's how they're acting towards you, then, you know, even if it is legitimate, spread the wealth, you know.
I think I'm going
to... Give a little to someone else.
No, I think I'm going to start going to a Ford dealer, because I think I'll just sell this piece of crap and get a Mustang. If I'm going to be paying all this money, I might as well have a good car.
Yeah.
Like get a Camaro or a Mustang. If I'm going to just be throwing money away, I might as well be on gasoline.
Well, if you're going to get a good car, then it should be a Camaro, not a Mustang.
I know. Gasoline and tires. Just burning rubber every day. Because why not? At least you're having fun then. Ugh. I hate cars so much. I mean,
I love cars. I hate cars. Yeah. Now, you have a love-hate relationship. To me, they're just a horrible
disaster,
a horrible requirement for living in this part of the country.
I know. Oh, well. Here's some music. Let's get away from the hate speech, and we'll get to some fun, happy time music.
Okay.
Nah, it's not really that.
Stay back. I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh. We'll be right back.
California rock and roll.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
All right, that was, of course, Genie Oops with Ho Communication. And then, I don't know what else.
Wow, that brings back memories.
Yes, I played some other stuff. I can't even, whatever, lie. Okay, anyway. So make sure you check them out.
Mika Bomb, Genie Oops. It's like the old days.
Yes, it is. Genie Oops is good stuff. So that's it for this week, I think. Make sure you check out the links to all these bands on our page, Facebook page, and... anything else? Are we done?
I think we're done here.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, as always. We will be back next week with more awesome Asian craziness.
Remember, and, log on to Facebook, go to our page, like. Log off.
Yes, that's all you should be doing, because everything else is just a waste of your time. And don't buy Fondas, I guess, is the other message. All right, see you next week, everyone.